Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Today, I'd like to talk about the six habits that prevent happiness. While there are a lot of habits that will help you to bring happiness into your life, there are also plenty of habits that will chase happiness away. Some of the things we do each day make it very unlikely that we will experience happiness. You're probably doing at least a couple of these things and never considered the negative impact that they could be having on your life. Avoid these habits that can rob you of your happiness. Unnecessary spending. One of the greatest stressors in life is your financial issues. Happiness is harder to find when you're up to your eyeball in debt. General financial pressure is one of the greatest causes of misery and divorce. Clutter is another barrier to happiness. When you spend too much, you have too much. It's always in the way and serves as a constant reminder that you spent more than you should have. Think about the reward you gain by spending and find a less destructive way to accomplish the same thing. If you want to make happiness a real possibility in your life, keep your spending under control. Postponing your life. We're always waiting for something to happen before taking action. Whether it's waiting for the first of the month to start a diet or waiting for the kids to leave the home before starting an online business, we always have an excuse to wait. There will never be a perfect time to take that big step. Manage your circumstances as well as possible and get started today. Time is the one thing none of us can ever get back. Blaming others for your challenges. When you blame others, you lose control. It's not easy to accept responsibility for all the unpleasant things in your life. But what other choice do you have? No one is going to fix it for you. Even if you've been used and abused, you are still responsible for dealing with the aftermath. Accept the challenge and move forward. Not staying grounded in the present. Most people have a bad habit of dwelling on past mistakes and tragedies and worrying about the future. The past is over, so leave it there. Good choices today. Eliminate most future challenges. Focus on making the most of today, and the future will take care of itself. Pay attention to your thoughts for an entire day. Notice how much time you spend thinking about the past or the future. Think about how that impacts your effectiveness and your happiness. Holding a grudge. If someone has wronged you, you might be making a good decision by not trusting the person again. However, holding on to the animosity is pointless. You just make yourself unhappy and less effective. Once it's over, learn what you can from it and forge ahead. Focusing on challenges instead of solutions. It's easy to feel overwhelmed if you focus on unpleasant things in your life. Rather than do that, spend your time, energy, and focus on finding a way to make things better. You'll feel better and be more successful. It's easier to be happy if you stop doing the things that prevent happiness. We all pick up some bad habits along the way. The important thing is to recognize them and eliminate them. Allow yourself to be happy by letting go of your anti-happiness habits. You'll find that happiness isn't as challenging to achieve as you thought. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.